This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Abigail Dowd worked in city politics for a while, and then she ran an art school, but still, something was missing. She packed up her great-grandfather's guitar and took off for Florence, Italy, then to Ireland, and finally back to the U.S. to spend time reconnecting herself with her music. The trip turned into an 8-year journey. The classically trained guitarist and singer has now come home to North Carolina to release her debut album, Don't Wake Me. She's taking the album on the road and is going to play a number of cities in North Carolina this month. Right now, that includes Winston-Salem, Cary, and here in Greensboro. And here she is to talk about that new album, Abigail Dowd. Welcome to you. Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And Jason Duff accompanies her on the bass, guitar, and percussion. Hello, Jason. Good to have you here as well. So, Abigail, take us back a little bit, because you've had a number of careers in your young life, including a politician in, there you were in Southern Pines, running for office all of a sudden. Tell us about your decision to run for city council.
I was about 24 or 25, and I had studied anthropology at Chapel Hill and had a great professor, Dr. Holland, who taught me a lot about activism. And so when I got to my hometown and a developer showed up and decided that they wanted to build 1,400 houses on 500 acres of the last real parcel of undeveloped land in our community, and the community didn't want that, I just felt this need to be the voice that stood up for those that opposed it. And so I had already been serving on the planning board, so I put my name in the hat for a town council and won, and we turned that development down.
You did. You won.
Did.
You succeeded. All right, very good. What did you learn in that process?
I learned that that was not the way I wanted to use my voice.
There you go.
But I learned a lot. I had a lot of wonderful opportunities and met a lot of incredible people. But when it came down to it, I realized how important community was to me and how much I cared deeply about my hometown and wanted to be part of that. But that telling people what to do and having my name in the newspaper every other week and being judged by all of these people that I didn't know in my 20s when I didn't know myself was really not where I wanted to be.
So you took off. You left.
So I took off. I did. I packed a suit, my duffel bag and my grandfather's guitar, and I got on a plane to Florence, and then I called them and said, I'm gone.
Wow. I'm going to ask you what you did next, but I do want to hear some of your music. Will you play for us?
Absolutely.
All right.
You.
Abigail Dowd, the song is Wanderers from her debut album, Don't Wake Me. Jason Duff accompanies on the bass and percussion. Abigail is going to be playing in a number of North Carolina cities, starting with Winston-Salem on Thursday, Cary and Greensboro later this month, and we've got all the details at our website, stateofthings.org. I just got you off the plane in Florence, and that's a song that you wrote on a bus in Northern Ireland, right?
That's right.
So, well, tell us more about the song and that trip to Northern Ireland.
Well, I had moved back stateside and moved to the state of Maine and swore I would never come back to North Carolina. And a friend of mine had written a play called Bleeding Ponds of Turpentine. And I was starring in the play as a woman named Helen Boyd Dull. And the only way he could get me to come home was to put me in this play and bring me home for rehearsals. And then we went over to Northern Ireland to perform for our sister city in Warren Point, I believe is the town. So we were over there for about a week, and it was really magical because there were a lot of creative spirits who remain very dear friends of mine, and we had never met. We actually met over there in Northern Ireland. Ryan Book is another guitarist who actually plays on the album, and we met there in Northern Ireland. And we spent a week together getting to know each other and healing in our own ways, and so it was a really cool experience.
And you're here in North Carolina.
And I'm here in North Carolina.
You came back. See?
I did come back. It worked.
Well, I want to hear more about that and about the art school. We haven't even gotten to that. And we never found out what happened in Florence. So there's plenty more to talk about. But first, can we hear another song?
Absolutely.
All right.
Goodbye yesterday. See you here tomorrow at the same time. Meanwhile, I'll be here staring you down, and I'll claw my way above the ground. Goodbye yesterday. I will see you here tomorrow. If I have to beg, steal, cheat, lie for a borrow a smile. 'Cause I've come miles and miles to find my way home to this land where in the wintertime the air is bitter cold, and I can feel it in my bones. But come springtime, the sun will melt it all away, and I'll put my boots on another day. Goodbye, fear. I can take it from here. I'm not afraid of falling anymore. I've seen the view from the bottom before. Goodbye, sorrow. It's time to leave. this old friend behind. I'm gonna go this road alone and find my own way. Some place where the snow will cover those tracks you've made. Oh, in this land, we're in the wintertime. The air is bitter cold and I can feel it in my bones. But come springtime, the sun will melt it all away. And I'll put my boots on another day.
Abigail Dowd with the song Goodbye Yesterday from her debut album Don't Wake Me. Jason Duff playing the bass guitar and percussion. Abigail is going to play a number of cities, including a few right here in the Triad, then into the Triangle and Cary and all around the state. And those dates are at our website, stateofthings.org. You have been, as Cat Stevens sang famously, on the road to find out for a while. And I do want to go back to Florence, because that seems to me the moment you up and left. What was that like for you? What was going on for you, and how did that resolve itself? What was going through your mind?
It was horrible. you would think that moving to Florence, Italy would be amazing. And it was just the first time in my life that I listened to that little voice. But I had hidden that voice for so long that the only thing that I could hear was the word go. And so I went and I got to Florence. And I had always associated myself, my identity, with being on the town council or running an art school or going to Chapel Hill or all these things. And I knew that that wasn't who I was. Those were things that I was doing. And so it was really 3 months of wandering the streets of Florence and picking up the guitar again and playing the songs that I wanted to play and trying to do something fun every day and be kind to myself and just find that voice again. So
you did. You came back to North Carolina. Tell us a little bit about, you're going to play a song for us next, I think, Some Divine. I'd like to maybe tell us a little bit more about that, because you have come back to North Carolina, and this is about Norman, North Carolina, right?
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about the song.
My mother grew up in Norman, and for anyone who's ever driven between Greensboro and the beach, you would drive through Norman, and it's just a blip. But I remember it as a place of sand spurs and peaches. And this is one of the first songs that I wrote when I picked up the guitar, and I really felt like it wrote itself. It was sort of my mother's story, and I've learned that through songwriting, that it's an amazing way of telling stories, and they often tell themselves.
How does your training as a classical guitarist play into your songwriting? How do those worlds come together, or are they not worlds that are far apart, really?
I really often write the song on the guitar first, the chords, and come up with the melody, and then I just doodle around with words, and they sort of form. But I'm so grateful for the years that I spent not singing and just honing in on the guitar, because that sort of lays the foundation for what I want to say.
And I guess you've developed, after that voice kept telling you to go, 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 which really wasn't the you voice, that was the voice that was getting you to escape, you've come to a deeper sense of community if you're writing about your mom's hometown, huh?
Yeah. And I've come to a place, I mean, living back in Greensboro, I've finally gotten around to the stay, stay, stay.
This is a good place. It's a good place to do that.
It is a
great
good place
to get
do
that message, I would say. I want you to play us out, but first I want to thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Singer-songwriter Abigail Dowd, joined by Jason Duff, and their debut album, Abigail's album, is called Don't Wake Me. She's taken that album on the road and going to play a number of North Carolina cities, including Winston-Salem on Thursday, Cary, and Greensboro later this month. And if you check out our website, stateofthings.org, you'll find out all the places that she will play and anything else we've talked about on The State of Things. Produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton, Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley's our technical director with lots of help today, including Al Wodarski. Brent Wolf is our news director. North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Abigail Dowd.
There's a place in the South where Billy play. The town where he was born, he never thought he'd get away from that old cinder block house his daddy built. It wasn't always full of love. That's not something we speak of. And I think of that old country town where the peaches grow so sweet. I hear the old gospel songs they'd sing and believed every word that preacher preached. Love thy father and have no fear. Somewhere God is here, so sing those hallelujahs and amazing grace. Pray to God, he'll get you from this place. That old country town's been torn down. There's a highway running through. There's nothing of their childhood to be found. Nothing more too soon. But if you stop on a Sunday afternoon, try the peaches, they're awful sweet. And listen for the lingering tune, the old gospel song they'd sing. Love thy father and have no fear. Somewhere on this music God will hear. So sing those hallelujahs and amazing grace. Somehow things all fall into place. Born in black, there must be some divine who can see